947 Drive with Tundle.
3 to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday. 947 loves you.
As energetic as Tundle sounds right now, I actually have a very difficult time falling asleep.
Really?
Yeah, I actually got a new Huawei GT. Is it called a GT?
GT2
watch.
Yes.
So it helps me monitor my sleep as it stands. And over the last two, well, the first day I monitored, which was on Monday. Hey, Alex.
Yeah. So because Tana came back and she said that she was struggling to sleep. So just check where you're going into your sleep patterns and what time you're going to sleep and stuff.
So how it monitors it, it says deep sleep, light sleep, REM sleep, which is, I think, the best sleep. But my deep sleep is only for 1 hour.
One
light sleep is for 6 hours, so I'm lightly sleeping for 6 hours.
Sure.
It got better over the last 2 days, but I thought it'd be an important conversation to have because I don't think I'm the only one who, you know, suffers for it. I mean, I asked our producer, "How do you fall asleep?" He says, "I drink wine." And he's like, "That is probably not the way to do it." But let's not work on probablys. I thought let's get somebody who knows what they're talking about. So on the line we have multimedia medical doctor and neuro wellness consultant. He's also been a resident medical doctor on Cape Talk for the last 9 years, and then also for KFM. So busy with our brothers and sister. Welcome to 947, Mr. Green.
Doctor.
Oh, great. Good evening. Good afternoon, Robert. The sun is still shining.
Yes. Well, we don't know the sun is shining. Maybe that is a thing. Apparently getting sunlight helps you fall asleep. Is this true?
Yeah, well, it's important for your day-night cycle. There's like a small little gland in the brain called the pineal gland. That's very sensitive to light. And that's one of the big causes of you not sleeping properly, is having any source of light in the room. You shouldn't be able to see your hand if you hold it out in front of your face about, you know, at arm's length. You shouldn't be able to see your hand in a truly dark room.
Dr. Green, for me, the biggest thing is I can't stop my mind from thinking. So it's like I'm constantly, I mean, we're in the creative industry. I kid you not, last night I was coming up with like the content sheets for today's show. Like in my sleep.
Yeah, you come up with some brilliant ideas when you're supposed to be relaxed.
Yes. How do I work this?
Stop yourself thinking. Yeah, thinking it happens all the time. There are always thoughts that are coming into your mind, but you can actually do things to shift the focus of your thoughts to allow you to go into a more relaxed state and a stimulated state, you know, where you're actively focusing, concentrating, and giving attention span to something.
So Dr. Green, I know a lot of people have been saying as one. I mean, I got to hear one of your talks down in Cape Town a couple of years ago that, you know, blue light and cell phones and being in front of screens. Is that just a myth or is that legit? Like getting your face out of a blue screen.
Also, our lights on our screens are not blue anymore.
No. But I think Dr. Green needs to explain.
The night light. Well, you must remember that all light can stimulate the brain. So you speak about night light and filters on your laptop and filters on your screen.
Mm.
But remember, the LED lights obviously are the worst implicated. And the thing is, when you get a notification or whatever next to your bed, that light is bright. It flicks on and off and so forth. And that affects, obviously, so light shines through your closed eyelids. So you close your eyes one day when you're just sitting in the office and you see, if you look towards the window, you'll see it looks red because the light's permeating the skin and those wavelengths are going through the skin.
Mm.
And then they stimulate certain cells at the back of the eyeballs, and that stimulate then the brain cells and then cause activity in the brain. So that's why light and darkness are so important. And that's why a lot of research put into the field of traveling with you know, your traveling zones and getting jet lag. Look at the levels of melatonin, and some people do well on melatonin supplementation when traveling 5 or 6 zones from the west to the east, for example, in the direction of the movement of the sun.
My last question for you, Dr. Green, REM sleep. Can you explain what that is, why it's so important? I mean, REM stands for rapid eye movement, which in my mind sounds like shouldn't be happening while you're sleeping.
Yeah, that's a great part of... So you have your dreams in REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep. But what's interesting is your brain has to paralyze your body so you don't enact your dreams. Otherwise, you'd kill your partner sleeping. You'd enact some of them, et cetera, you can imagine.
Yeah.
But so REM is important because it consists of both light and deep sleep in REM. But what you need per night are 4 to 5 full cycles of sleep, and each cycle 45 minutes.
Mm.
But when it comes to REM sleep particularly, it's got a quality in it where the phases of sleep are really, really important in contributing to getting deep sleep for rejuvenation of the cells in the body, in the different systems, but also in the brain specifically, allowing memory to be laid down permanently. Oh, wow. And allowing the files to be taken out and put on a workbench to be used the next day.
Wow.
So that's why it's important, and that's why you need a lot of it. And the only way you get it is by your hours be sleeping before 12 at night or worth double the hours.
So no wine, Dr. Green. Like, does the wine affect my REM?
It affects your REM because you wake up to go to the toilet and you remain number one. Or the other thing it gives you is druchis, where your mouth is dry.
Yeah.
And then you obviously wake up after that. It paralyzes it causes a muscle relaxing action to the palate, so the muscles of the upper palate. And then they dip down while you're breathing to give you that beautiful snoring sound.
Love it.
Good red wine.
Tundra snores a lot, Dr. Green.
Yeah, how would you know, Alex? We don't live in the same house. But, yeah, Dr. Green, sorry. We don't mean to include you in our domestics. But I mean, wine gives you the idea, and we're going to wrap it up here, but it gives you the idea that it puts you in a relaxed state. It's easier to fall asleep. But the idea is that long term, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, it doesn't give you the best quality of sleep. So it helps you with the anxiety component to take the edge off, to switch off, to relax, and even socially as well sometimes.
Mm.
But the problem is what happens is you drink wine regularly and too much, it then affects a diuretic effect. So you go to the toilet a lot and it affects drying out of the membranes. And obviously it affects your concentration the next day, as we know.
Dr. Green, if I'm listening, because I mean, I'm listening as we're talking, there's so much more information I'd like to get from you. But in the interest of time, if people would like to get a hold of you or check out some of your talks, where can they find you?
Absolutely. At Dr. Darren Green on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Okay, there we go. Got it. Dr. Green, thank you so much for imparting all that very important knowledge.
947 Drive with Tundle.
3 to 7 p.m., Monday to Friday. 947 loves you.